June 15th, 1902. Love is not an attribute of God, but his very nature. The soul who truly loves Jesus cannot become lost. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus transported me outside of myself and told me, "My daughter, all virtues can be said to be my qualities and my attributes, but love cannot be called an attribute of mine, but my very nature. Hence, all virtues form my throne and my qualities, but love forms my very self." On hearing this, I remember that the day before I had told a person who feared about the uncertainty of salvation that one who truly loves Jesus Christ can be sure of being saved. To me, I believe it is impossible that our Lord would move away from himself a soul who loves him with all her heart. Therefore, let us think of loving him, and we will have our salvation in hand. So I asked, loving Jesus, whether by saying this I had spoken incorrectly, and he added, "My beloved, you said that with reason, because love has this of its own. It forms one object out of two, one will out of two. So, the soul who loves me forms one single thing with me, one single will. How can she then be separated from me? More so, since my nature is love. And wherever it finds a few sparks of love in the human nature, immediately it unites them to the eternal love. Therefore, just as it is impossible to form two souls out of one soul, or two bodies out of one body, so is it impossible for one who truly loves me to become lost.